How can plants and bacteria communicate? The answer next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moments host, Ian Taylor.
Evidently, the soybean plant knows just what to say to make bacteria its close friend and helper. Symbiosis means a relationship between two different creatures in which they both help each other. Plants need nitrogen for healthy growth. However, while there is more than enough nitrogen in the air, normally plants cannot make use of that nitrogen. Legumes, like soybeans, link up with bacteria that are able to take nitrogen from the air and turn it into a form of nitrogen which plants, including the soybean, can use. In return, the plant creates a nice home for the bacteria in its nodes, in its roots, and provides the bacteria with food. The bacteria need a great deal of oxygen and energy to fix nitrogen into the soil. The oxygen is supplied by heme. If that name reminds you of the hemoglobin that carries oxygen in your blood, you're on the right track. That's why the heme in the nodules turns them into a reddish color. Who makes the heme? The soybean or the bacteria? When alone, neither creature has any heme. Researchers have learned that the plant performs the first part of the chemistry needed to make the heme, and the bacterium finishes the job. The plant and the bacteria actually communicate chemically with each other so that production goes smoothly. Communication between such different creatures, allowing them to perform sophisticated chemistry to improve both of their lives, shows how inadequate evolution is to explain life. This arrangement, however, surely glorifies the Creator.
For stunning imagery, reference articles, or to listen to today's Creation Moment again, download the Creation Moments app on your phone or visit creationmoments.com.